Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
That squirt ain't cork zone's been going on for many a year. And I'd say that I've been over there ever since it started. And what I mean, it's squirt dancing now.
All right, let's listen to the band here. Forward and back, Valley Parker.
It's a respectable place to go now. Old women goes and brings little children there and sits back and watches them. Anybody comes through the door drunk or anything, he goes back out right then. They won't tolerate that.
And they swing me around so fast, it make me dizzy out quick.
Right to the center, all the way around, all the way around the left side.
Well, it's been about 50 years or something ago, ain't it? 50, I said. No, but I come to every one of them, but I don't squirt it, so I can't. I'm pretty fine.
You don't stop it there. Make an arch, forehead arch, peel off, peel off.
These are the voices of banjo player Lee Sexton, quilter LMA Fugit, and square dance caller Randy Wilson, sharing their traditions, music, and memories of the Carcassonne Community Center, home of the longest-running square dance in Kentucky. Lee Sexton remembers when he started playing at Carcassonne over 40 years ago.
Now, whenever I first started there, I had a little old PA system, one speaker, and one mic, didn't have no stand, and I took a coat hanger, hung it up to the ceiling, and about two of them put them together and hung that mic on it for a mic stand, you know. It worked just as good. Have you ever been over there?
I hadn't, so I drove up to the end of Square Dance Road on the top of a mountain in Blackheath, Kentucky for the weekly quilting meeting. LMA showed me around the Carcassonne Community Center, which started as a boarding school built in 1931.
And then this room, see, they had four doors through here. And this was a high school. They changed classes, you know, for each one. And this one had the sixth and seventh and eighth grade for this side. And they had teachers, high school teachers, they come from everywhere, New York, mm-hmm. And they stayed in these little cabins and stuff.
On our tour, we ran into Abigail Frazier and Cassidy and Kennedy Breeding, three 16-year-olds who have taken it upon themselves to restore the old classroom.
We've been cleaning it up, and we hope to bring it back to like a 1940s era classroom. So we've been getting the desk out and scrubbing it.
I've definitely got a lot of reward with it.
Yeah.
Like now, every time we hear about Carcassonne, we'll get a little.
That morning, 10 of us, women ranging from 16 to 85 years old, sat around long quilting frames stitching and chatting. I asked the older women if they thought the younger generation was interested in what the community center has to offer.
Do you know, Red? I don't think they are.
Not really.
You don't think
they're? Uh-uh.
You look out of peace, Miss Abby?
Probably people that are in their probably late 40s and 50s are interested. Some people are. But most of the people that really care about this is the older people.
But the young women proved to have a lot of ideas and hopes for Carcassonne.
Hey, you all.
Hey, girls. What kind of cooking class are you all talking about? Like to have up here.
It would be cool to have like one that just like teaches us like old fashioned.
Yeah, that's what we thought. Old fashioned.
Old fashioned chicken
and dumplings.
Quilters LMA Fugit, Loretta Henriksen, Frida Combs, Susan Gent, and Yvonne Hall gave us each a quilting square and guided us as we proceeded to labor over copying their tiny, meticulous stitches.
Then go ahead and hide your knot like I showed you. It's going to be kind of hard on them because it's not real tight.
Do I go through this cushion?
No.
Who are you talking about?
To the top layer. Hold your finger and then just pull it. Don't pull it all the way through.
Oh.
I do that too. We all do that.
Yeah.
But just don't pull it all the way through.
How do you keep it from going all the way through?
I know, you can't quit. It's hard to pull.
It's hard not to pull it when it's tight, but it's still an idea of how it is. That
gives an idea of how they can do it.
There we go.
There you go.
At the end of the morning, we each had a quilt square.
Put your first quilt square.
Permanent marker, write on it, and put the date that you done as a keepsake. Because I think you've done great.
Yeah. See, you can take scissors and trim that off.
Yeah, I will.
That's the way we do.
Well, I've learned that quilting is very time-consuming and very difficult, and you have to be very skilled. And the ladies that work here are very, very skilled at what they do. It's definitely an art form. Yeah.
Van Breeding, a key organizer in the center's upcoming events, spoke to the press last Thursday.
So many people have come together when they saw that this place needed a hand to raise it back up, and we're planning to have a big event on August the 10th. We'll start out that day from 5 to 7 p.m. with dinner on the ground, fried chicken and the fixings, for everybody to have dinner on the ground, old-fashioned type. We'll have a health fair that day brought to you by Mount Conference Health Corporation, Leadwood Blackie Clinic, by ARH and by UK Healthcare. It's going to be a big community fair get-together on August the 10th. And most importantly, at 7 o'clock that night, we're all going to come in here and we're going to square dance and lead section, going to play the music, and he's going to drive us out on the floor to dance.
To find out about other upcoming events, visit the Carcassonne Community Center on Facebook or call 606-633-7958. Thank you Lee Sexton, John Haywood, and Jack Adams for their music. Reporting for WMMT, Mountain Community Radio, I'm Sarah Zoltow in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Oh yeah, we love it, don't we, Loretta? I can't wait for each Wednesday.
I worked in many a square dance, but right here is one of the best places that I've ever worked.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.